Here is the news. Deputy Minister of Transportation Suntana said that the COVID-19 pandemic led to the adoption of new travel habits by the public, which have had a positive impact on preventing virus transmission across national transportation modes. On the sidelines of the International Conference on Infrastructure 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday, Suntana made a statement in response to questions from journalists about how the country's transportation services are contributing to ongoing efforts to curb the spread of COVID-19. The Indonesian government has enlisted religious leaders to support effort to rehabilitate 12.7 million hectares of critical land and a bid to reduce the impact of hydrometeorological disasters. This initiative was outlined by Wening Sri Mulandari, head of the Center for Development of Hydrometeorological Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation at the Ministry of Forestry, during a briefing on forests, humans, and the earth health with religious leaders and faith-based communities in Jakarta on Wednesday. That's the news.
Came by, still I can't see straight in the eye. My oh my, I was born a fool, broken all the rules. Ooh. Seeing all, no denying all of the truth.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
izinkanlah ku kecupkan ingmu, bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi, membuang sepi. Izinkanlah aku kenang sejenak perjalanan. Dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu.
Barangkali di tengah telaga ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi. Ada tersisa butiran cinta,
dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Light is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Aku tak bisa memahami. hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Cari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus aku kan mencoba.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Jangan kau teringin. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, lots of information, lots of music, and even social culture compiled as our feature have already accompanied you, listener. But that's why I would like to say thank you for listening to the Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. And you can also directly enjoy the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest news. So you can also immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. And RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. So please download now on Google Play and Application Store. Listener, how do you do your activity? Is it also accompanied by, you know, hard or strong spirit? Yes, that must be done by yourself. Because, you know, when you are still, I can say, like, you know, you feel like not enthusiastic again in doing your daily activities, just make sure that this must be for short time and let it be. Just have a new spirit and you are able to finally do your activities more enthusiastically. Yes, there are many things maybe for many people on how to give such more spirit during their life, during their activities. But sometimes the one, she or he, has also his or her own willingness, her own ways, special way to encourage him or her in doing activities. And yes, whatever it is, sometimes you also maybe got about such, you know, courage, spirit from other people. That's why I would like to share you about our wise word. It has something to do with our quote of the day. Now it is from Buya Hamka. He said, "One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk." Buya Hamka was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on 17th February 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include The Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and Thinking of Van der Weij.
Listener, Batam is a strategic city which borders the country of Singapore and Malaysia. Besides being known as an industrial city, Batam is also known as a city of culture with a variety of interesting heterogeneous inhabitants. This has also become an identity of Batam, which should always be maintained and not lost amid globalization and modernization. A tradition which is almost extinct and forgotten is the shafar bath. Listeners, shofar bath is a tradition that has existed since centuries ago in the city of Batam. However, currently only people of Teri in Sambau, Longsar district, who still keep and practice it. Shofar bath is a tradition of taking a bath or dipping in the water together, held once a year in the month of Shofar in the Islamic calendar. For your information, Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim country, so many people still use Islamic calendar. Shofar bath is carried out at low tide on the last Wednesday of the month of Shofar. Various preparations are made before the bath, like preparing basoh rice, that is, yellow rice or rice mixed with turmeric and white rice, brede and cigarettes. Mr. Seno, a community leader as well as the inheritor of Shofar bath tradition, said,
"Rice is the symbol of life. In the past, they never ran out of rice, the symbol of livelihood. That was their advice. So the white rice, it's what today's people would say, quote, in honesty. Then the yellow rice is a symbol of somebody who has been elevated to a certain position in the society. Today, it's someone who has been successful, but still remember those with lower position than him."
Preceding Shofar bath, people will follow the Bedak Langi ritual. Bedak Langi or Langi powder is a mixture of ground rice, sepak tree bark and lime leaves mixed together and then rubbed on the head and hands before they go into the water. The bath is carried out under the guafak, a special container that has been used since ancient times. It is sunk into the water during the bath. It would be better if one dives into the water 3 times, then goes ashore to rinse with water that has been given some prayer for safety. Then it will be continued with a mass prayer on the beach, sitting together on dried palm leaves. After the prayer, the event is closed with enjoying the food prepared by local residents. According to the elders, Shofar bath is meant as an expression of gratitude for the blessings that Allah has given to man, because with gratitude, humans will be kept away from any disasters and distress. Benefits of Shofar bath as perceived by Hashim, one of Teri villagers.
Alhamdulillah, there are sun benefits as long as we practice Shofar bath. We have a lot of blessings, health benefits for all of us. You can imagine the feeling of being safe, peaceful. It's all there. Also family unity.
Not only Hashim who feels the benefit of Shofar bath, Liz, a mother of 4, who also lives in Teri village, said, after the bath, there is a sense of fun and joy because it has become customary. Both men and women, and also the children, are all happy. Every year we take Shofar bath. Once we do it, there is the sense of fun and joy. Shofar bath is not only for Teri village residents. Anyone can join it. Subhan, for instance, who comes from Palembang and is fluent in Malay, is very pleased with Shofar bath, which can provide benefits such as the importance of togetherness.
People around Sambau, especially in Teri village, always remind each other of the importance of a togetherness. That's the lesson that I learned from the Shofar bath that they have observed so far.
listener, shofar bath has become an almost forgotten tradition. Alwi Jamat Mansur said the tradition survives only in Tari village because there are some Malay figures still living there who used to follow and practice shofar bath. Whereas in other areas, most of Malay community leaders do not understand anything about it. They don't even realize that there is such a tradition like shofar bath observed by their ancestors. To preserve shofar bath tradition, according to Alwi, is not the responsibility of a cultural figure alone.
I hope it is not just the cultural figure, but my greatest desire is together we raise it again. All components of the Malay community so the Malay culture can be raised again and to be preserved.
In addition to maintaining and preserving this tradition, what needs to be done is making shofar bath be better known and have more benefits for the local community. In terms of tourism, for instance, because shofar bath tradition has a great potential as an attraction for tourists who visit Batam, which will ultimately drive Tari economic turnover, especially for the village, Muhammad Zain stated.
Actually, if the tourism site is packaged properly, it will be an interesting event. People will be interested in coming over there, and if they have come, the village will be alive. There will be economic activities.
Listener, to package shofar bath as a tourist object is just a plan that nobody knows when it will be realized, because everything cannot be separated from the role and support of the local government as the policy maker. However, shofar bath will continue to be observed by the Malay community in Tari village, Batam.
I'm Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Yeah.